WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling last night, it was a lot of double dual action around the region. Creston OM defeating Atlantic Cam 51-24 in a Hawkeye 10 double dual. Clarinda also beat Atlantic Cam 52-22. And it was Creston OM over Clarinda 35-34. Also in a double dual in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 69-12. Harlan over Red Oak 58-12. Red Oak beat Kemper Catholic 61-18. Another double duel saw Maple Valley beat Exira EHK 54-24, Westwood over Exira EHK 72-9, Westwood beat Maple Valley 56-15. Also in a double duel last night, it was Carroll over Denison 57-18, Boone beat Denison 48-27, and Boone over Carroll 43-27. In other wrestling action last night, Tri-Center beat Trainer 45-27, East Mills over Southwest Iowa 56-18, Bedford-Lennox beat Guthrie Center 44-33, Riverside over Guthrie Center 52-30, Coon Rapids-Bayard down Guthrie Center 36-31. Also it was Pleasantville over Nottoway Valley 48-25, and Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale-St. Mary's 36-12. In high school basketball last night, in boys action, it was AHST over Missouri Valley 50-41, East Mills topping Clarinda Academy 86-60, Heartland Christian downing Essex 61-48, Sydney beat Fremont Mills 62-43, Stanton a winner over Nishnabotna 66-46. In girls basketball last night, it was Missouri Valley over AHST 64-35, East Mills a winner over Clarinda Academy 66-13, Fremont Mills beat Sydney 52-26, and Heartland Christian beating Essex 50-36. Well, the weekly girls high school basketball rankings from the Girls Athletic Union came out yesterday afternoon. These are the third rankings of the season. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda, Burlington Notre Dame, and Colonesco are the top three rated teams. Among the locals in the list, Stanton is in at number 6, Exira EHK is at number 10, and Arweva checks in at number 11 this week. In 2A, Western Christian, Iowa City Regina, and Northwest Webster are the top three rated squads. In Class 3A, MLC Floyd Valley and Bondurant Ferrara are the top two, with Red Oak up a notch to number 3 this week. Kemper Catholic is number 11 this week's poll. In Class 4A, Harlan is ranked number 1 ahead of Cedar Rapids Xavier and Bishop Heelan Catholic. Lewis Central is at number 5 in this week's poll. And in Class 5A, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City High, and Waterloo West remain the top three rated teams this week. Well, Griswold girls track coach Andy Everett has been named the Class 1A Track and Field Coach of the Year. The Iowa Association of Track Coaches presents awards annually for outstanding accomplishments in coaching and distinguished service for the sport of track and field. And Coach Everett is in the exclusive club of coaches who have won 3 consecutive state track and field team titles. He was also nominated for the National High School Track and Field Coach of the Year and the National Brooks Coaching Award for his coaching expertise, exemplifying the highest standard of sportsmanship and motivating and inspiring his athletes. Coach Everett, in addition to being a track coach at Griswold, is also closing in on 100 wins as the head football coach. He also helped to start the Western Iowa Conference weightlifting competition, and he's had 3 individual champs and 2 team titles there. Everett also is a math teacher at Griswold High School. Well, the 17th-ranked Iowa State women pulled out to a 13-point halftime lead, and they held on to it. That was the final margin as they held off every second-half challenge by 21st-ranked Iowa to pick up an 83-70 victory last night. Now, the home team has won 12 of the last 13 games in that series.
Certainly, you know, when you win this game, it means a lot, but I think it was the way we played, the way we found to get through some tough times. To find a way to win. And again, that's a really good team. Iowa's really good. They're going to win a ton of games. They're going to do a great job in the Big Ten.
Iowa State's Bryn Williamson hit 5 3-pointers in the first half and finished with a game-high 21 points. Hallie Christofferson had 18 points and 14 rebounds. Freshman guard Jada Buckley had 19 points for the Cyclones. Iowa had 5 players hit double figures, led by Samantha Logic with 18 points. Thierra Taylor and Bethany Doolittle had 12 each, and Melissa Dixon and Allie Disterhoff each had 11. The Cyclones improved to 9-0 with the win, while Iowa falls to 10-2 with that loss last night. Well, Peyton Manning had 2 more touchdown passes on Thursday, but they weren't enough for the Denver Broncos to avoid their first home loss of the season. Phillip Rivers led a ball control offense while throwing for 166 yards and 2 touchdowns in San Diego's 27-20 win over the Broncos. Ryan Matthews carried 29 times for 127 yards, including a 23-yard touchdown run that put the Chargers ahead 24-10 early in the third quarter. Keenan Allen had 2 scoring receptions for San Diego, which ran 44 plays on the ground and kept the ball for almost 39 minutes. The Chargers bolstered their fading playoff hopes by improving to 7-7 as they ended the Broncos' 10-game win streak against AFC West opponents. Manning threw for 289 yards and moved within three touchdown passes of tying the NFL's single-season record, but the Broncos fell to 11-3. Quarterback Jay Cutler is set to return to the Chicago Bears lineup. Coach Mark Trestman says Cutler will start Sunday at Cleveland after missing the previous four games with a high left ankle sprain. Josh McCown goes back to a reserve role after playing well in Cutler's absence. Linebacker Lance Briggs participated on a limited basis, and Trestman was not optimistic about him returning from his shoulder injury against the Browns on Sunday. Well, some of college football's top awards have been doled out 2 days before the Heisman Trophy presentation. Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston has been selected as the Walter Camp Player of the Year and the recipient of the Davey O'Brien Award as the nation's top quarterback. The redshirt freshman has set FBS freshman records for yards passing and touchdown passes, leading the top-ranked Seminoles to a 13-0 record and a berth in the BCS championship game against number 2 Auburn. Fellow Heisman finalist Andre Williams of Boston College has won the Doak Walker Award, given to the nation's top running back. The Heisman Trophy finalist became the first running back at the Football Bowl subdivision level since 2008 to rush for 2,000 yards. He finished with 2,102 yards and 17 touchdowns for the Eagles. Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron won the Maxwell Award, given to the college football given to college football's Player of the Year. Oregon State junior Brandon Cooks has won the Biletnikoff Award as the nation's most outstanding wide receiver. Pittsburgh defensive tackle Aaron Donald has won the Outland Trophy, given to the nation's top interior lineman. Donald also came away with the Chuck Bednarik Award for Outstanding Collegiate Defensive Player. Michigan State cornerback Darquez Dennard has been recognized as the nation's best defensive back. He got the Jim Thorpe Award. And Florida State freshman Roberto Aguayo has won the Lou Groza Award as the nation's best place kicker. Also in college football, Florida coach Will Muschamp says freshman quarterback Max Staver is among six offensive players who have decided to transfer. Tight end Kent Taylor, fullback Radim Ledbetter, offensive lineman Quintez Williams, Trayvon Young, and Ian Silberman are changing schools as well following the school's first losing season since 1979. Their decisions came a little more than a week after Muschamp fired offensive coordinator Brent Pease and offensive line coach Tim Davis. Texas coach Mack Brown isn't saying what he's going to do after the upcoming Alamo Bowl. There's been plenty of speculation that he would either resign or be fired. Brown says he has yet to talk with new Texas athletic director Steve Patterson and university president Bill Powers about his job. The Longhorns had a record of 8-4 this season. Also in NBA action last night, it was Brooklyn beating the LA Clippers 102-93 and Portland over Houston 111-104. Those were the only two games in the NBA last evening. In the National Hockey League, Columbus beat the New York Rangers 4-2. It was Philadelphia over Montreal 2-1. Ottawa beat Buffalo 2-1. Tampa Bay in a shootout, a 2-1 winner over Detroit. Colorado also needed the shootout round to beat Winnipeg 4-3. Nashville topping Dallas 3-1. St. Louis beat Toronto 6-3. Calgary in overtime, a 2-1 winner over Carolina. Phoenix topped the New York Islanders 6-3, Boston over Edmonton 4-2, and San Jose beat Minnesota by a score of 3-1. Another busy day yesterday of wheeling and dealing in Major League Baseball. In some of the headlines, a person familiar with negotiations says the Detroit Tigers have added depth to their bullpen by working out a one-year contract with Jabba Chamberlain. The hard-throwing right-hander was 2-1 with a save and a career-high 4.93 ERA in 45 games for the New York Yankees last season. The Athletics have completed their trade with Baltimore that brought closer Jim Johnson to Oakland. That deal now sends minor league catcher David Freitas to the Orioles as the player to be named later. Jordan Walden and the Atlanta Braves have avoided salary arbitration by agreeing to a $1.49 million one-year contract. Walden was 4-3 with a 3.45 ERA with 54 strikeouts in 47 innings. Tomo Oka has agreed to a minor league contract with the Toronto Blue Jays after spending the last 3 years in Japan. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that right-hander Roberto Hernandez and the Phillies have agreed to a one-year contract pending a physical. The Cubs and the Marlins worked out a deal as Chicago obtained outfielder Justin Ruggiano from the Marlins for Brian Bogusevic, and Michael Morse reached agreement on a one-year deal with the San Francisco Giants. Also locally, NASCAR has selected Jimmy Small as the new president of the Iowa Speedway. The appointment of the 28-year-old Small, a senior marketing manager for NASCAR, was announced Thursday at a press conference in Des Moines, detailing NASCAR's purchase of the track last month. NASCAR bought the 7-year-old track from Featherlight Incorporated founder Conrad Clement and his family, who owned it for 2 years. NASCAR will be the $70 million Speedway's third owner since it opened in 2006. The Iowa Speedway is scheduled to host an IndyCar race and two nationwide events. chance, though it'll have just one NASCAR trucks race after hosting a pair in recent years. NASCAR has been adamant that it has no plans to award a Sprint Cup Series race to Iowa in the near future. And one programming note for you this evening, we have college basketball tonight for you here on the radio as the Iowa Hawkeyes visit the Iowa State Cyclones in the annual matchup of two teams here in the state. We'll have that game for you live from Hilton Coliseum tonight here on KJAN. Both teams ranked in the top 25, Iowa in at number 23 this week, and Iowa State ranked number 17. You can hear all the action live tonight here on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. We'll have the game for you starting at 8:30 tonight. That's the tip-off. We're on the air at 7:30 with the pregame. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.